You've got to look at it from my perspective. I've been through hell. Now it feels like everything where I live, everything's built on a deck of cards again. You know what I mean? I can't have this. But that scares me, the shit out of me. No. Why didn't Michelle have that caveat filed, like, so they can just sell it if they want to? They're fucking hopeless with money. Yeah. He's not selling this property. That's the dumbest. What, to put it into a dead horse? What an idiot. He's hopeless. Yeah, because he knows that we've got nowhere to live, so it's a dirty play. I don't like it. Great. Yeah, great. He got it. Yeah, I want Isabel to inherit. But Isabel wants. This should be Isabel's apartment. She should inherit this. You know what I mean? Like, I am not, I just have a different view of money now. It's fine by me. I don't need to live there. I'm actually happy not, I'm not at Kambala. I hate it. I hate the culture. I'm much better where we are. The bitchiness, the snake pit, all those horrible women. I they are horrible. They're mean, like, and they're dumb and they're shallow. And I've learnt so much. Like, I've learnt, doesn't matter. That's all they care about. That's fine. But that's good for them. Yeah. It doesn't mean shit for a lot of things, like when it's anyway, I'm not well, what I think is I don't. No, okay. Do not give that business another dollar. Yes, because, yes, that's right, because he is an idiot with money. You've just highlighted that the fact that he. Why would you do that when we could have been, my daughter and I could have had it? He's robbed our family. Okay. It sounds, yeah, but I don't, all I know. How much of this property do you own? Just give me the So they've lost, so they're so stupid that they think that business is worth more than an investment property. Well, it's not. But do you think the business is worth that? Of course. And what's he got to say for himself? Yeah, but not on your back. See, not on your back. Well, how could you get yourself in a position with a man who's cornered you into, no, don't do it. That's my point. So how could this man corner you into investing in a dead duck? Jay, you are. I know that, and that's what I want. I don't. I think he. I think I'm happy to work for him. Correct. Hundred percent. Great. Fabulous. Well, I know, but can't he lean elsewhere? Can't Gary lean elsewhere? That's what he needs to do. You know what I mean? Like, you need to convince him in a nice way. Lean elsewhere. But you know why? Because Nina's so arrogant. She's like, oh, I don't want to lean on my family. That's right, and that's disgusting. Yeah, but they're living a better lifestyle than I am. They're not missing out, darling. They're not missing out. But they're not like they live in Rose Bay. They spend a fortune on, you know, how they go out and eat at the restaurant. They still do it. Not as much, but they're still doing more than I'm doing. But I don't care about that shit anyway. But it's just. It's too much of a risk. All right, yeah, well, I give it three. No, I don't want you to put any more money in it. Don't do it. That's a hard no from me. I'll put another three. I'm happy to put 3 months of my time in. I don't know how to talk to Gary about these things. I don't understand. I just want the property to be secure. That's it. Yeah, I know you are, and that's why I'm angry. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. You've helped them a lot. No. I know it would, but it's, see what I mean? It's a dot roll of the dice. It's a roll of the dice because I just think the business is a hard slog. I talk to businesses, I ring people. It's not, it's not, and I'm very good, very good. But you've got Nina who's got her head, she's got her head so far up her ass. I don't know that, it's not as easy. Call back because I'll get your Wells Fargo thing. Call back in straight away. Okay, bye.